Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. We launch here into the second hour of the program, freetalklive.com. We go right to your phone calls. Bob is listening in Ohio. And, Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Hey, God bless. Hey, fellas, here's a real short, easy, simple way to look at it. I've been around the world twice, many countries. And, you know, the third world countries that live in squalor and don't have the bureaucratic or scientific laws and legalities to safeguard their people, like the American people have been safeguarded, which raises the price for consumer, but we can't, as a labor market, can't compete with the sweatshops around the world, places like China, places like India, where they have much squalor and health problems that America...
I'd like to come out on the side of sweatshops. I'm assuming that the people in, say, China, we'll pick China, are going to work every day in these sweatshops because
by choice.
It beats the crap out of whatever it was that they were doing otherwise.
Stop a moment.
I've
those
stopped.
Sweatshops have those people under a contract given by that Walmart and other people adhere to. When those people have bad conditions, poor lighting, poor health issues, and 10-hour days working for, you know, a few bucks a day.
Sure.
But their rent, when they go home to their chicken shack, their place, if I had $20,000 a year income in India, I'd be rich.
Sure, true. Absolutely.
That's why getting paid. Wait a minute. That's why getting.
Before you go on, you know, this country. I was just in Springfield, Massachusetts, and we were at a display of what it was like. The average person's house in the early 16th century. Excuse me, 1700s. So that's 18th century, I guess. And, you know, these people lived in wooden shacks with a few metal implements. They had dirt floors. And because of the free market and government not being involved in the average individual's business, they were able to keep their wealth that they created and grow out of that. And the idea of advocating that governments get in the way and take 40-50% of these people's wealth in order to save them, that's not really going to help. And
being unrealistic, because most of us don't want to live that way. We're not used to living that way.
Advocating we do?
No, what I'm saying is we've come a long ways from the colonial days.
Sure.
Is all I'm trying to say.
Don't you think that the Chinese deserve to come that way too? Come from there?
But if it collapses the American workers, because the wage is 7.45 an hour minimum wage federal.
You believe that in order for someone to win, someone else has to lose? Is that your belief system, sir?
I'm talking about checks and balance and trying to be humane about our system, that we can both bless the American labor market and help the third world country labor markets better their health conditions, which is going to cost them some more money. It shouldn't cost us with some kind of bailout. We just should encourage them. But our scientists are busy working for the Pentagon, making swine flu viruses that they can release accidentally on the rest of humanity. If we knocked the United Nations and the WHO people and the CDC and got them under control instead of all this panic modes and herding us around like buffaloes here, and got down to serious issues about world health and love and trying to get them to produce and be environmentally conscious for themselves and for the rest of the world too, but mostly for themselves.
So what you're saying is you believe that, are you saying, sir, that you believe that the third world countries should be regulated as heavily as the United States?
No, not regulated. Self-regulation, just like America grew from the old days.
But this isn't a self-regulation situation, sir. The federal government comes down with arbitrary rules and forces it upon everyone.
Without corporate skullduggery, without the New World corporate mono-Goliath taking over their lives and encourage them to think right and think wise for themselves to help them get those countries up off their knees instead of hemming them in and having a selfish, self-centered corporate serving Wall Street world shareholders rape them and watch this continue throughout the world.
So you've got quite a lot of stuff to say there.
You know, if you put tariffs, there's a bunch of stuff there. If you put tariffs on stuff coming in and you regulate, further regulate the businesses leaving to the third world and you know, exploiting their workers or whatever it is that you're talking about there, what you're proposing is shutting down those sweatshops because business there.
No.
There's only a certain amount of business in the world. And if you get, if you protect the American worker, as you're suggesting, then what you're going to do is you're going to put the foreign worker out of business, and because this is where the money is coming from. And so therefore, what you're doing is driving the people who are currently working in these factories that you're calling sweatshops. You're going to put them back out as dirt farmers and have them crapping in holes in the ground.
What I'm saying, sir, is it's their government, okay, that negotiates with the corporate New World Order for greed when we're not protecting the American workers whatsoever. 370,000 jobs plus lost in July. And those kind of figures up to 500,000 jobs lost month after month in this country.
What is it that you're proposing? What are you proposing?
Well, I'm proposing a new way of thinking in Congress this skullduggery has been followed down for the last 35, 50 years and going down this path deeper and deeper to undermine America and what this country used to stand for.
There are a lot of things undermining America, though. I mean, there's inflation, there's taxation, there are regulations internally on our businesses.
Protectionism.
It didn't happen overnight, see? And
no.
So who's steering the boat? A bunch of Congress members, both Senate, House, and presidency, and cabinets, and Pentagon directees,
So you believe that you should change out? So you believe that you want to change out Congress, put some new people in there, and what would you have them do?
To work more together for a balanced budget. They can't even balance the budget. They sold our grandchildren into slavery over this trillions of dollars, $24 trillion bailout that we don't even have.
I don't disagree with that.
Lies and deceit and trickery and ulterior motives.
How is balancing the budget going to do anything for the American people?
First of all, it shows the American people that our leadership has some self-control and integrity.
Why do you consider them your leaders, sir?
Those are the people we voted for.
I didn't vote for them.
I sure didn't vote for most of them, brother. But
you still call them your leaders?
Pardon?
You still call them your leaders even though you didn't vote for them?
Those are by the American people. American people have to stand up and say, we're not going to take it anymore.
But the American people have been taking it for about 250 years now. The American people have shown their propensity for taking it.
Well, when we look at issues about the integrity of the government, you start with the Gulf of Tonkin and work your way up. It's been nothing but skullduggery from multiple...
I'd say you could start with the Constitution, and
Obama wants to eliminate it.
It's been eliminated.
It was already eliminated. Yeah.
They like the Constitution the way it is. It confuses people.
Rights and the Bill of Rights.
Look, Bob, I appreciate where you're coming from, and that you think that you can change things. I'm not sure exactly yet what it is that you want to change. You've not really outlined that. You've just said you want to bring new people in there and stop the skullduggery. So is it just skullduggery?
Duggery.
I believe it's skullduggery. But you've been saying
tomato.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And take a look at your phone. It sounds like you spilled your beer on it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I'm actually surprised I was able to understand him. Thought about asking him if he was talking through a pillow. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Show and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their photo or video validated to prove that they listen to the show. See it over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your calls, Ziggy in the UK, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys. I didn't ring up about sweatshops, but
it's been mentioned. My objection to Nike is nothing to do with sweatshops, because they actually pay three times the amount that a person would averagely get in that country, as it goes. It's to do with the fact that there are idiots prepared to pay premium price to wear advertising for that company.
I don't disagree with that. I'm of the opinion that many consumer products are silly,
yeah,
that people buy. However, they choose to buy them, and they're going to buy them whether we employ people in third world countries or whether we employ them in the United States.
I'd like to thank everyone who has purchased the Free Talk Live T-shirt and is walking around marketing our show for us. I mean, it's brilliant what Nike and Adidas and these other companies have done in creating a logo and a brand that people desire to put on their bodies. I agree with you, Z, that it seems silly, but you got to credit them for being able to successfully pull that off. It's pretty amazing.
Well, whoever figured out doing that deserves the Nobel Prize for Economics, I reckon. And by the way, has Mark shown you the photo of me wearing a Free Talk Live T-shirt and a skirt?
No, Mark, you're holding out on me.
I don't know. I don't remember this thing at all, Ziggy.
Well, I'll resend it to you. Anyway.
Cool.
I've got several pictures of you in a muumuu, but I mean, not that one.
Anyways, I rang up because I'm going to admit something. I've tried to escape from libertarianism in the recent past.
All right.
Because basically, I had concerns about some stuff which has been going on in British society, shall we say, and just a concern as a whole for, shall we say, the poor and downtrodden and the vulnerable in society. And one of these people, I know you're going to call me a bleeding heart, but I just never like seeing people being stepped upon or society turn their back on them when they can't help themselves. I'm talking about people who are mentally ill or severely disabled.
And who does like that? I mean,
it's tough. You want those people taken care of.
I mean, I'm involved in this movement because people are getting stepped on. It's not just the most downtrodden. It's everybody that's getting stepped on by the state. But I understand wanting to disassociate from the libertarian movement. It just seems to get more embarrassing as time goes on, as they seem to be losing their way.
The thing is, I'd agree that most of these people end up on welfare, and that's no good for anybody. But the fact is, the other option is let them starve. And
what?
No, that's not the other option.
Well, in the present circumstance, it is.
I don't think so. I think there are still charities.
The thing is, I'd interject that the problem with charities is, I mean, I'll admit, if there wasn't a welfare state, there probably would be more charity. I think at the moment, because there is a welfare state, there is less charity.
That's true. But even though there's still significant charitable funds out there, and the most needy are always going to be, the first to get it,
Yeah. It's just that I had personal experience about 15 years ago. I helped set up a charity for people who were mentally ill. And I remember how hard it was to raise money for that charity. Because most people here, I mean, the people who get the charity which gets the most money in this country are the animal welfare charities. And it seems to me that a lot of people care more about animals than they do about people, which I find rather annoying.
I'll give you this much, Ziggy. I caught a little bit of flack. Not so much, really, but there was a little bit of controversy because some of the people here in Keene decided to volunteer at a local soup kitchen, and the soup kitchen gets some city money. And it's probably just a fraction of all the money that they get, which is mostly voluntary. But they get some city money, and there was a lot of concern, some people are exploiting it and things like that. But I do feel like that sort of, to me, is the least of the problems. You know, the fact that things like welfare, it's really a fraction. Where all our money is going to. Most of our money is going to corporate welfare and to get protection for the super rich and things like that.
There's an interview on the Motorhome Diaries YouTube channel with Ron Paul where he actually said he's more concerned with corporate welfare than personal welfare. Before I go, did you hear about Rupert Murdoch?
Yeah, he wants to charge for the Fox News websites.
He's completely lost the plot.
Oh, yeah, he's out of his mind. I thank you for the call, and he's not the only one, apparently. In fact, I had one of those stories tonight about how it is the these news agencies and other websites are talking about charging, and I think it's interesting that there's this fervor out there amongst some of these corporate sites, and whether here's the Digital Journal, digitaljournal.com, saying that a lot of companies are predicting that online content will not be free anymore. The Financial Times editor is the latest person to discuss a subscription-based model. In a speech in London, Financial Times editor Lionel Barber said that within the next 12 months, news agencies will be charging for access to their websites. The only matter that will be discussed, according to the editor, is whether they should charge per month or per article, or possibly both. He says, I confidently predict that within the next 12 months, almost all news organizations will be charging for content. Well, I can tell you that the news organizations that don't charge for content are going to see a real big influx of viewership. And I think that this is, if this is a trend that that starts, I don't believe it will, because I think the Internet has always been a very free place, and that there's a real desire from the Internet users out there to have it remain as a free, mostly free source of news material and other things. I think that they are really making a mistake here. I think this is a big mistake on the parts of any of these news organizations that decide they want to start charging for their content. Maybe they'll have a two-tiered system where some stuff is free and some stuff is charged. I don't know. A lot of them have that now. I guess they're just getting greedy and they don't feel like they're making enough money off
of it. It sounds like a sense of entitlement. Well, we should get paid. This is a lot of work and everything. But what it's going to come down to is what the market will support.
That's true.
And will it? It seems very questionable to me. It sounds like he's hope. I think it's almost like he's trying to plant the seed, get people used to the idea that yes, you're going to have to pay for stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of how I took this when it wasn't just this story. It's been here and there. And of course, the big news yesterday was Rupert Murdoch from Fox, the owner of Fox, announced that all Fox News related websites or Fox related news sites will begin charging for content, including FoxNews.com. So that's. You know, I'm just not going to use FoxNews.com if they're charging. Well, not that I use it really much anyway.
Well, I was going to say, if they start charging, then let me do math real quick. I will have to start paying zero because I don't look at it right now.
Yeah.
But you've got to consider that the Wall Street Journal, which is another Rupert Murdoch property,
mm-hmm.
currently charges some of the time for some of its articles.
Right.
Maybe that's what he's saying. You know, maybe there'll be some kind of premiums or, you know, different articles.
Maybe.
It's difficult to say. I don't think it will be successful either. And, you know, to address what Dale said, these people do work hard. They do deserve to be compensated. However, we'll let the marketplace figure out how that is, because that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, a lot of these are old media companies that are very upset that their news print readership is dropping off. I want to continue this discussion in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Thank you. Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
Yes, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're all there for you right there on the front page. Click, download, they're yours. freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is the main sponsor of Free Talk Live. They do collections, early billing. They purchase charged-off receivables. They pretty much do anything with major telephony. If you need people contacted, whether it's for collections or any other reason, contact SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
We'll talk more about the newspaper situation here in a moment. Let's go first to Corby, listening in Florida. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, guys. First off, I just want to say that ninjas would kick the pirates, but, ninjas would sneak up on the guy, but while the pirates, before he even knows he has his other hand would be missing. Well, oh, my God, my hand. That?
Are you a Pirates fan, Dale? The debate has been rehashed. It hasn't come up in a few years on the program, so I guess people are chiming in with what they think. Anything else?
That ain't why I called.
Yes.
Anyway. Okay. This is the biggest conspiracy of all time. This is bigger than the New World Order, the Skull and Bones, 9/11, JFK, the single bullet theory, and the moon landing hoax all combined. All maybe right. you probably have the answer. Why do you and Alex Jones have the same phone number?
Wow. Do you really not know the answer?
Is it because of GNC?
GCN is...
GNC is a nutrition GCN, company.
Yeah. Right. GCN is the Genesis Communications Network, and they
it's
are...
the government, man. They got to you, too, didn't they?
I wish that we could say we've been offered something, but no, the offer hasn't even come in yet. I mean, they haven't even tried to buy us out.
Yeah. I'm afraid that the Illuminati doesn't think we're very significant.
Okay, well, I just thought it's funny, I've met coke dealers that are less paranoid than those guys, but I listen to their show, I think it's kind of hilarious.
Oh, you mean the other shows on this network? Some of the other shows on this network?
Alex Jones, specifically. I like the show, just it makes work go by because it's comical, but those guys are more paranoid than, if they really believe that, it's kind of like your call yesterday, the Japanese ninja are controlled by Masonic Europeans. I mean, if those guys really believe that stuff, it makes me feel so normal that I just feel I don't have any issues at all whatsoever when I listen to those, playing that and Coast to Coast, the UFO people. I feel completely, I'm the sanest person walking around compared to those people. So,
interesting
anyway,
perspective. I thank you for the call tonight.
FTL is like the ninjas of radio.
That's interesting. I've never heard
of it. We're totally off of their radar, but we're going to sneak up on them and get
them. I don't know if they're off their radar. I just
ninjas
don't think
they're silent.
Yeah, I don't. Well, that's a good point, too. But I don't know if we're really off their radar. I think they
are probably
well
aware of us.
You said
George Bush called the show.
Well, that sounded a lot like him called the show.
He said he was George Bush. He sounded like George Bush. What do you want?
He talked about ponies. So to answer the question, though, why we have the same phone number as some other shows, it's because the number is run by the number is screened by the Genesis Communications Network. They are our syndicate. That is meaning that they are the company whose job it is to get us on the satellite that distributes this program, which is AMC-8, which is the StarGuide 3 platform, ABC Citadel.
Oh, this is riveting.
These are all the details, right? So Genesis Communications Network takes our signal from here in New Hampshire, mixes it together with your phone calls in Minnesota, puts it up on the satellite, and then radio stations around the country take that feed and they rebroadcast it. So that's what Genesis is, and they have a variety of different shows, and they've kind of been breaking a little more mainstream recently. They have Free Talk Live has been one of their breakout shows, and since they've had some success with Free Talk Live, and they've started to look actively for other programming that isn't of the conspiracy theory variety. So Genesis Communications Network has had a real great level of success since Free Talk Live has been on board. I'm not going to say it's all been our fault and that we're the only factor, but they've definitely been moving up and doing a great job, I think. And they've done a super professional job of putting this show together over the years. And thank you to Ted and the crew over there for sticking behind Free Talk Live and allowing us to grow this show.
Well, I think that all networks seem to have different types of shows. I think that nichifying yourself from a business standpoint isn't great, and I think that they understand that over there. Good radio is good radio. It doesn't matter whether it's Art Bell and the Coast to Coast talking about aliens, ghosts, and farsightedness or whatever it is that they talk about, or Alex Jones talking about the conspiracy theories, or Rush Limbaugh talking about how the Republicans will save us, or Stephanie Miller talking, is that her name? Stephanie Miller?
Yeah,
Stephanie Miller talking about how the Democrats will save us, because, well, I guess we all know all that crap's fiction. It's just about doing good radio, and hopefully Free Talk Live's doing that.
1-800-259-9231. All right, so back to the story. This one from digitaljournal.com, where it's like you said, Dale, they're trying to create their own news story here. The news agencies are trying to envision a world they want to see, the world they want to create. But I just don't know if the market is going to agree with them with their idea. They're saying that, all right, that's it. In the next year, the Internet is going to be pay for play. If you want news on the Internet, you're going to have to pay for it. See, all these CEOs of these big companies are saying it's going to happen. And so, therefore, look out, America. Look out, world. You're going to have to start ponying up.
If I could comment for a moment.
Please.
There was a time in you know what? I'm telling a story. I don't know all the facts around this. So, if people can research it a little more thoroughly if they'd like. But my understanding is that the music industry was attempting to crack down on the radio stations, make them pay more for playing songs. This is sometime in the far-reaching past, I believe, in the early 70s, late 60s. And what the radio stations decided to do, you know what? We're not going to play your crap. We're going to show you that we don't need your music in order to be popular. And this is where the sort of calypso and music and that kind of thing, the foreign sounds started coming into the United States. And they went and got music that wasn't controlled by the big music company,
yeah.
And they were playing those artists. And they showed the music industry, look, we don't need you anymore if that's what you're going to do. We'd certainly like to have your music if we could, but we can
screw you.
We can live without you.
Yeah.
And so the music industry said, oh, yeah, well, we see that now. That's what's going to happen if they're lucky, if the big news companies are lucky, because there's all kinds of indie news outlets out there now,
exactly. All
over the internet, everywhere. Free Talk Live is one of them, and we do bring stories to you. We get newsmakers, we bring them on, we talk to them. And there's enough of that out there that people will be able to get the vast majority of their news from organizations like that. I'm not saying the world doesn't need journalists. The world needs journalists, and what they provide is extraordinarily valuable.
Those alternate sources are really good, though, in a sense, because there's such a variety out there, and it really is a free market phenomenon now that anyone can do media to some extent, and that's really appealing. A lot of it is because it's edgy and different, and it's not this mainstream news, and people are, I think, hungry for it. It kind of reminds me of how the movie industry has been cracking down. You see those ads where, like, you wouldn't steal a car, yeah. You wouldn't steal this. Why would you steal a movie? You know, if you, copying, they're trying to convince you that copying a movie is stealing.
Right. Yeah, I've got and everyone's story right here. I mean, $600,000 they charge this kid.
Yeah, and the thing is, and so they're cracking down as much as they can, because what's happening is the truth of the matter is that, you know, people who say, well, this is horrible, you know, if these companies can't make money, then we're not going to get these multi-million-dollar blockbusters. But seriously, is that a big loss? I mean, there's anyone can go out and make movies now. Yeah, anyone can go out and make movies now, and these, you know, it's like, oh no, we won't be able to have fast food anymore. We'll have to go to like a real restaurant where they make your food right there really well. You know, that's the difference I look at it.
These guys don't know what they're doing. They don't realize what they're about to do by charging for their websites. They think they can just keep going on the old model of media that,
the old model was,
we'll give you our news.
Right. The old model was extraordinary cost of entry. If you wanted to start a newspaper, it cost a lot of money to print up all those newspapers.
Sure.
Distribution being tremendously difficult and time consuming, and therefore cost. Radio stations, you had to buy a license, you had to put up a tower. TV stations, same thing, and more. It's not that way anymore. Now it's low cost of entry. There's a lot of competition out there. They can't play the game like it was played before.
They think they can.
They're going to cheese.
Right. They're going to try to, you know, to force the square peg into the round hole here, and I don't know if it's going to work out for them. More on the way. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns, somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free, and if you enjoy this program, then you can voluntarily support the show. See, this is the business model that the news agencies, these old media guys, they just don't get it. They just don't think that they can make their business work this way. But it works for us. What we do is we invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You send that money into us via any major credit card. It's automatically deducted. You don't have to think about it once you've signed up. You can do PayPal as well. There's some alternative options for those of you that don't like credit cards and PayPal. And you can get all those details at amp.freetalklive.com. But we take that money in and we reinvest it into the show, getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, and bringing more amplifiers in and growing the show and growing all just kind of the circular growing process that thankfully over 500 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers, or currently actually probably far more than 500 have become, and a lot of them have for whatever reason dropped off over the years, because people have their own thing that they do. They come, they go, whatever works best for them is fine. But thank you to everybody that has come on board as an amplifier for however long you've been on board, and a super thanks to everybody that continues to amp the show. amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks too, like access to the amp only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And it really ties into the discussion we're having right now about these old media entities, people like the organizations like the New York Times and Fox News, big media, old media. They just they don't get it. I mean, they've been their newsprint distribution has been dropping off like a rock. They've been having a real tough time over there. All the while, they have seen new business coming into their websites as far as readers coming in from around the world to get the news content that they're putting out. So clearly there is a demand for the content that these people are putting out. It's just that people would rather not have to pay for it, I don't think. At least I know.
I think it's also an issue of scarcity. I mean, that's the market is the supply and demand, and supply is going up. There are a lot of alternatives. Information is just not scarce anymore.
That's true.
And so it's not going to be as valuable. The market's going to have to adjust for that. It's just like right now, India is moving into a lot of freelance work with like graphic design and programming and things like that, and a lot of other services that can be done online. And that's going to, I hate to say that, the life is we're not going to be able to charge as much locally. People aren't going to be able to make as much in those fields for
a
while.
You need laws. So, you need protections, Dale.
Exactly.
You need a government to pass some regulation that won't allow those engine artists to compete with you.
But what that means is that everyone who wants to benefit from those services can do it more cheaply, and that's good for everybody. And it's just me. You know, I'm a computer programmer, and sure, I'd love it if someone could make sure that I continue to get $100 an hour, but everyone else is going to benefit if I can only charge a reasonable rate, and there are a lot more programmers out there.
It leaves more money in people's pocket. If they can pay less for the same services they're getting today, that means their quality of life will go up. Mm-hmm. And, of course, right now, you'll be lucky if your quality of life stays even, because the federal government is printing money out and inflating the money supply, which is essentially stealing money, stealing value from your bank account, stealing value from your savings. So anything you can do to stay on even keel is certainly a good thing. And if that means getting products from somewhere else for cheaper, that's the right thing to do.
But scarcity going down is generally a good thing, right? I mean, we want the whole point of we want the things that we want, more cheap. Deeply and more readily available, and it's just very short-sighted to go, well, I'm going to suffer from this, and so we should do something about it.
So in this process, the old dinosaurs, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Fox News, they're talking about how they're going to start charging for content. But like you're saying, Dale, there's so much of it out there. Why would I choose to go and get my content from the New York Times when I can go to an indie media website or something like that, some alternative source, and go and get as valid of an alternative perspective from somewhere else for zero cost? Why would I make that choice? The New York Times is counting on their belief that their perspective on the news is so much more valuable than whatever else is out there on the internet, and they're all the same distance. It's all just the same, the URL you have to type out is pretty much the only distance away that news is. It's just a moment's difference between one site to another. So why do they think that I'm going to pay, they're talking about maybe $1.99 a week or $5 per month to get access to their sites?
What they're failing to figure in at this point is how much the music industry is paying in order to hunt down the people who are pirating or whatever their stuff. It's going to be even easier to, or at least as easy, to just basically go and control C everything on the New York Times' page that you're reading, and then put it on your website, and it's going to be all over. People are going to be able to find this same material all over the internet.
Watch for them to crack to go through statism to seek for really, really violent repercussions for hitting control C.
Yep.
You should be charged thousands and thousands of dollars for hitting Control C and then Control V
on your blog, copying and pasting, for those that don't know.
Those two keystrokes should cost you thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me, because there's another side to this story, and that is that there's been talk, and I don't know if it's going to happen. I have no idea. It could. There has been talk at the governmental, the state and federal level about some sort of news bailout, about some kind of subsidy, some government subsidy going to newspapers and going to other struggling old media organizations.
It doesn't surprise me. It's just like paying farmers not to grow food that would make food cheaper for everyone and help poor families all over the country. But they're protecting, they're in this very short-sighted way, protecting one little industry at the cost of everybody else.
And the reason why is because the news media is so statist. I mean, it's so dominated by statism all across the board. The old media, the television, the radio, the newspapers, they're so statist. So there's a very big interest from the government, both Republican and Democrat, to keep these organizations alive. These people are nothing more. I mean, the New York Times, these other organizations are really nothing more than just a pep rally squad for the federal government. You could say that they behave slightly differently based on what party happens to have control of the administration of the federal government. But in general, over time, over the years, they've all advocated for an expansion of the state. They've all cheered on the various different wars that have gone on. And so that while they aren't officially a state apparatus, and that the state isn't actually involved in the day-to-day operations of things at these companies, there is very little that is done to a government press release besides just changing the title on it and changing a few words in it. A lot of these companies will just take a government press release and just put it out like it's news. And so that's pretty valuable to the government. News media that is very accessible to them and lapdogish, that will serve the government in the way that they want to be served, will not critique too hard. You know, maybe they'll be allowed to critique on some things, but if they critique too hard, then they'll be cut off. You know, they won't get the interviews with the Secretary of State. They won't get the interviews with the politicians. And these people believe the politicians are important. They believe that government bureaucrats are important. And so they have to be very cautious in the way that they get critical, if they're going to get critical at all. So the feds have a very big interest in continuing newspapers, in continuing the sort of lapdog old media. So you're right, Dale. It wouldn't surprise me either if they did decide to go through with some sort of old media bailout. But just like with the car companies, it's only going to extend the inevitable out for a little while. These guys
This Cash for Clunkers program, the way it's clunking along.
I hadn't heard anything about this until this week. Give me the short rundown on this.
Basically, everybody ran. The government put $1 billion out there for people to trade in their clunkers, that they're calling them, their gas guzzling cars. And the requirement was that it be an improvement, I believe, of 4 miles an hour, gallons per mile or miles per gallon.
Yeah.
Four miles per gallon.
So from your old car to whatever you're getting.
From your old car to a new one, and it had to be a minimum of 22. So,
and you have to buy a brand new car in order to get it?
In some used cars, what they said. So basically they were inundated with requests. It was very difficult for the salespeople to use this stuff, and I'm sure their commissions didn't go up. So they're working harder for the same amount of money as they were getting before. It just...
So the government is paying for the clunker? Is that the idea?
$3,500, I believe. Somewhere in that neighborhood is what they're giving you for trading in your car. So it's a $3,500 incentive. Likely for a car. I mean, I've got a car right now that I could trade in, and $3,500 would be an extreme, a heck of a lot more than I could sell the thing for.
Right. So because they've artificially messed with the marketplace, all kinds of people are coming out of the woodwork to take advantage of it, right? And they ran out of cash.
And there's a car bubble. There's talk about a car bubble, much like the housing bubble, and so there are warnings out there. Cars, you know, there's going to be a glut of cars out at some point, more cars than people want, because there's going to be this, because the government's about to create a car bubble.
Interesting. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Your comments on that or the news situation, these old media companies that just don't really realize that they're slitting their own throats, all on the way. You bring up whatever you want. Hour 3 is coming up. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.